Welcome to Zikhu Daf Sin Mani Mam Ram Goldhar, and today Masechet Gittin Daf Ein Off, the seventh parak Mishachazo. The Zikhu Masechet Gittin program has been generously sponsored by Zecha Nishmas Chaya Hadas Bas Sender. So the three jobs we're going to focus on. Number one, Rav Kahana said in the name of Rav, Cheresh Yachul Adabri Mitoch Haksav, a deaf mute who is able to communicate in writing. Kosman Nosin Gel Ishto, they may write and give a get to his wife based on his written instructions. Although the Mishnah already taught that a man who became a mute can instruct a shliach through gesturing to write a get, an elam, a mute, is generally mentally competent in all areas, whereas a cheresh must establish his competency. Rabbi Zera challenged Rav from a brisa. The pasuk says, im lo yagid, if he does not relate his testimony, this excludes a mute who is unable to relate his testimony from the carbon for falsely denying knowledge. According to Rav, a mute should be able to testify through writing. Abai responded that the Torah explicitly disqualifies written testimony, but the Torah says mipihem, from their mouths, v'lomi piksava, but not from their writing. Rav is later challenged from a brisa which teaches that written instructions of a cheresh are only relied upon for monetary transactions, but not for gittin. The Gemara concludes it's a malchokas anayim based on a brisa brought in the next point. Point number two, in the brisa it states, Rav Shmuel Gamliel says, b'medvar memorim, where are these words said that we cannot write a get based on gestures of a cheresh? Becheresh mi'ikaru, only to one who was originally a deaf mute. Aval bikech v'nischarish, but one who was competent and became a deaf mute, who kosev v'hen chosmi, he can write a get and others can sign it. His writing is sufficient to prove he remains competent. The Gemara said even one who was originally a cheresh should be able to divorce through gesturing. Keshem shekonsa b'remiza, just as he marries through gesturing, kach motzia b'remiza, he also divorces through gesturing. Since his marriage is only effective rabbinically but not biblically, the rabbis allowed him to divorce in the same way. The Gemara answers that we're discussing a case where he is married biblically, namely, a Yavamu who is married to his competent brother. Since she was married on a deraisa level, and intention is not required for Yibum, she becomes married to the Cheresh on a deraisa level, and he cannot divorce her. And point number three, the next Mishnah states, Amru lo nichtov get li'ishtochev, they said to him, should we write a get for your wife? Amru lehen ksovu, and he said to them, write. And the shulchim instructed a sofer to write it, and others to sign it, and they did so. Haray get batal, the get is void, ad sheyomer lesofer ksovu le'edim chosomu, unless he says to the scribe, write, and to the witnesses, sign. The first clause of the Mishnah indicates that the get is invalid because he explicitly instructed the shulchim to write it because he doesn't want others to know about his inability to write it himself. This implies that if the husband had said simply to nu, give a get, they would be able to appoint others if there are three people constituting a basin. This reflects the view of Rabbi Meir who holds mile mimsron l'shaliach, mere words can be given over to a shaliach to appoint another. The Gemara said the Mishnah concludes that it is only valid if he himself instructed the sofer and witnesses, but not if he told shluchim to nu, which is the opposing view of Rabbi Yossi, who says mile cannot be given over to a shaliach. The Gemara concedes that the two parts of the Mishnah reflect differing opinions. Other answers are suggested, but are ultimately rejected. Rav Ashi offers another interpretation on the next daf. So once again, the three points are number one. Rav Kahana said in the name of Rav, Cheresh sheyachol adabri mitoch haksav, a deaf mute who is able to communicate in writing, kosman nosin gel ishto, they may write and give a get to his wife based on his written instructions. Although the Mishnah already taught that a man who became a mute can instruct a shliach through gesturing to write a get, an elam, a mute, is generally mentally competent in all areas, whereas a cheresh must establish his competency. Rabbi Zera challenged Rav from a brisa. The pasuk says, im lo yagid, if he does not relate his testimony, prat le'ilim she'enu yachul lahagid. This excludes a mute who is unable to relate his testimony from the carbon for falsely denying knowledge. According to Rav, a mute should be able to testify through writing. Abai responded that the Torah explicitly disqualifies written testimony, but the Torah says mipihem, from their mouths, v'lomi piksava, but not from their writing. Rav is later challenged from a brisa which teaches that written instructions of a cheresh are only relied upon for monetary transactions, but not for gittin. The Gemara concludes it's a malchokas anayim based on a brisa brought in the next point. Point number two, in the brisa it states, Rav Shmuel Gamliel says, b'medvar memorim, where are these words said that we cannot write a get based on gestures of a cheresh? Becheresh mi'ikaru, only to one who was originally a deaf mute. Aval bikech v'nischarish, but one who was competent and became a deaf mute, who kosev v'hen chosmi, he can write a get and others can sign it. His writing is sufficient to prove he remains competent. The Gemara said even one who was originally a cheresh should be able to divorce through gesturing. Keshem shekonsa b'remiza, just as he marries through gesturing, kach motzia b'remiza, he also divorces through gesturing. Since his marriage is only effective rabbinically but not biblically, the rabbis allowed him to divorce in the same way. The Warren answers that we're discussing a case where he is married biblically, namely, a Yavam who is married to his competent brother. Since she was married on a Deraisa level, and intention is not required for Yibum, she becomes married to the Cheresh on a Deraisa level, and he cannot divorce her. And pointing with you, the next Mishnah states, Amru lo nichtov get li ishtochev, they said to him, should we write a get for your wife? Amru lehen ksovu, and he said to them, write. And the Shulchim instructed a sofer to write it, and others to sign it, and they did so. Hari get batal, the get is void, ad sheyomer le sofer ksov v'leidim chosomu, unless he says to the scribe, write, and to the witnesses, sign. The first clause of the Mishnah indicates that the get is invalid because he explicitly instructed the Shulchim to write it because he doesn't want others to know about his inability to write it himself. This implies that if the husband had said simply to Nu, give a get, they would be able to appoint others if there are three people constituting a basin. This reflects the view of Rabbi Meir who holds Mile Mimsrun L'Shaliach, mere words can be given over to a Shaliach to appoint another. The Gemara said the Mishnah concludes that it is only valid if he himself instructed the sofer and witnesses, but not if he told Shluchim to Nu, which is the opposing view of Rabbi Yossi, who says Mile cannot be given over to a Shaliach. The Gemara concedes that the two parts of the Mishnah reflect differing opinions. Other answers are suggested, but are ultimately rejected. Rav Ashi offers another interpretation on the next daf. All right, so now we go to Siman Daf Ayin Aleph, and this one was suggested to us by Sammy Rubin from London. He suggested that Ayin Aleph is a donkey going E-R. Donkey going E-R. So here goes. The Cheresh, who gave written instructions to the driver of a green donkey to write and deliver a get, decided he would write the get himself because he wasn't born a Cheresh, and he didn't want the donkey driver to mess up and mistakenly have a sofer write it up. Once again, slow motion. The Cheresh, who gave written instructions to the driver of a green donkey, that must mean we're on Daf Ein Aleph, E-R. The Cheresh, who gave written instructions to the driver of a green donkey to write and deliver a get, which reminds us, Rav Kahana said in the name of Rav, Cheresh yachol dabra mitoch haksav, a deaf mute who is able to communicate in writing, kosvin nosin get liishto, they may write and give a get to his wife based on his written instructions. So the Cheresh, who gave written instructions to the driver of a green donkey to write and deliver a get, decided he would write the get himself because he wasn't born a Cheresh, which reminds us, it was taught in a brace where Rav Shimon Gamliel says, B'medvarim amurim, when are these words said that we cannot write a get based on gestures of a Cheresh? B'Cheresh mi'ikaro, only to one who was originally a deaf mute, of a pikeach v'nischarish, but one who was competent and became a deaf mute, who kosev v'hen chosmin, he can write a get and others can sign it. His writing is sufficient to prove he remains competent. So the Cheresh who gave written instructions to the driver of a green donkey to write and deliver a get, decided he would write the get himself because he wasn't born a Cheresh, and he didn't want the donkey driver to mess up and mistakenly have a sofer write it up, which reminds us. The next Mishnah states, Amru lo nichtov get liishtochev, they said to him, should we write a get for your wife? Amru lehen ksovu, and he said to them, write. And the Shulchim instructed a sofer to write it, and others to sign it, and they did so, hari haget batal, the get is void. Ad sheyomer lesofer ksovu la'edim chosomu, unless he says to the sofer, write, and to the edim, sign. So once again, the Cheresh, who was given written instructions to the driver of a green donkey to write and deliver a get, decided he would write the get himself because he wasn't born a Cheresh, and he didn't want the donkey driver to mess up and mistakenly have a sofer write it up. All right, so now it's time for four Blabach Hazara. Daf Samach Zayin. So the Simber Daf Samach Zayin is a sizzling barbecue. So here goes. The wife who snuck behind her husband grilling on the green barbecue. Barbecue, that must be on Daf Samach Zayin. Sizzling barbecue. The wife who snuck behind her husband grilling on the green barbecue and hired witnesses to falsely tell a scribe and signers that the husband requested a get, which reminds us, the Gemara discussed the Shluchim explicitly told to appoint others. If he said to two people, tell a sofer to write a get and tell Pony and Pony that they should sign it, Rav Huna said in Rav's name, Kasher Volotasa Zos Bisrael. It's valid, but this should not be done in Yisrael. The Gemara explains why it should not be done. We suspect that the wife might hire witnesses to falsely tell a scribe and signers that the husband requested a get. So the wife who snuck behind her husband grilling on the green barbecue and hired witnesses to falsely tell a scribe and signers that the husband requested a get was unaware that her husband was telling 10 guests, all of you write and give and get to my wife, which reminds us, Abraisa states that if one said to 10 people, write and give a get to my wife, any one of them writes on behalf of all of them and two sign it. Kulchem ksovu, but if he said, all of you write it, echad kosev b'mamad kulam, one of them writes in the presence of all of them. We assume he didn't intend for all of them to physically write it. So the wife who snuck behind her husband grilling on the green barbecue and hired witnesses to falsely tell a scribe and signers that the husband requested a get was unaware that her husband was telling 10 guests, all of you write and give a get to my wife, as he served red meat roasted on coals and heavily diluted wine to a man seized with Kyriakos, which reminds us the seventh parak begins, "One who was seized by Kyriakos, a type of madness. Vamar kisvu get l'ishti," and he said, "Write a get for my wife." He has said nothing. We ignore his instructions since he issued them when he wasn't competent. If he first requested a get to be written and then was seized by Kyriakos, after which he said not to write the get, we ignore his retraction for the same reason. The Gemara offers a cure for this condition: red meat roasted on coals and heavily diluted wine. Daf Samaches. So the similar Daf Samaches is schach. So here goes.
The king of demons who was captured and tied up with green schach. Schach. That must be more Daf Samaches. The king of demons who was captured and tied up with green schach to reveal where the shamir could be found, which reminds us, the Gemara relates the story of Shlomo capturing the Ashmedai king of demons in his quest to obtain the shamir for building the base of Mikdash. So the king of demons who was captured and tied up with green schach to reveal where the shamir could be found spared the widow's small sukkah hut because she spoke to him softly, which reminds us, the Gemara relates that while being brought to Shlomo Melch, Ashmedai destroyed a palm tree and then a house. But when an almana pleaded with him not to destroy her hut, he twisted away to avoid it breaking a bone. He commented with the pasuk, "Balashim raka tishbor garam," and soft speech can break a bone. The Gemara then relates five actions of Ashmedai, which he later explained to Benayo. So the king of demons who was captured and tied up with green schach to reveal where the shamir could be found spared the widow's small sukkah because she spoke to him softly, but tricked the king and flung him 400 parses, leaving him only with his bamboo walking stick, which reminds us, Shlomo HaMelech asked Ashmedai what the demon's superiority is, that Kosh Baruch Hu is praised with him. Ashmedai responded that if Shlomo would remove his chain and Shlomo's ring, which were both engraved with Hashem's name, he would show him. Shlomo complied, and Ashmedai swallowed him, placed one wing in heaven and one on earth, and flung him 400 parses away. When he returned, he was given a chain and ring engraved with the Kosh Baruch's name, and Ashmedai fled when he saw Shlomo. Still, Shlomo lived in fear of Ashmedai afterwards, surrounding his bed with 60 warriors. Rav and Shmuel disagree if Shlomo fully regained his status as king.
Dav Samech Tes. So the similar Dav Samech Tes is soot, and we often use a chimney sweep. So here goes. The sick chimney sweep. Chimney sweep? That must mean one Dav Samech Tes, soot. The sick chimney sweep, who looked green and noticed that blood wasn't sticking to the wheat straw in his mouth, which reminds us this daf is entirely comprised of numerous remedies for various ailments. Among them, Adama da Asima Puma, for blood coming from the mouth, we examine with a straw of wheat. If the blood sticks to the straw, the blood is coming from the lungs and it can be healed. If the blood does not stick to it, it's coming from the liver and cannot be healed. So the sick chimney sweep, who looked green and noticed that blood wasn't sticking to the wheat straw in his mouth, got checked out by a doctor and used a stethoscope to determine if he had a faint or a heavy heart, which reminds us the Gemara brings remedies for a faint or a heavy heart. So the sick chimney sweep, who looked green and noticed that blood wasn't sticking to the wheat straw in his mouth, got checked out by a doctor used a stethoscope to determine if he had a faint or a heavy heart, while roasting a fish in a blacksmith's coals to treat the chimney sweep's swollen spleen, which reminds us, the Gemara offers numerous cures for tachala, a spleen bloated by disease. Among them is he should bring a fish and roast it in coals of a blacksmith and eat it with the blacksmith's water, which he used to cool his iron, and then drink the blacksmith's water. Daf Ein. So the Simmer Daf Ein is an eye doctor. So here goes. The eye doctor, that must mean we're on Daf Ein. The eye doctor who told his patient to look through a green lens and read a list of three things that weaken strength, which reminds us, the Gemara presents several lists of things or activities which are potentially harmful. Among those lists, Shlosh Dvarim Machishin Kochel Sha'adin, three things weaken a person's strength. They are Pachad, Derech, Va'avon, fear, travel, and sin. So the eye doctor who told his patient to look through a green lens and read a list of three things that weaken strength wasn't sure if his patient had fallen asleep, had Kyriakos, or became insane, which reminds us, Reish Lakish likens one with Kyriakos to a sleeping person for whom a get may be written and delivered while he sleeps, and Rabbi Yochanan likens him to an insane person for whom a get cannot be written or delivered. Rabbi Yochanan says he cannot be compared to one sleeping because a sleeping person does not require a maisa to awaken him. Since he'll awaken on his own, he's considered mentally competent even now. But this husband, and seized by Kyriakos requires an action to cure him, and he's therefore incompetent until his recovery. Reish Lakish says he cannot be compared to an insane person because an insane person's cure is not in our hands, and he's thus fundamentally incompetent. But this one's cure is in our hands, meaning the one afflicted by Kyriakos, and he's thus fundamentally competent. So the eye doctor who told his patient to look through a green lens and read a list of three things that weaken strength wasn't sure if his patient had fallen asleep, had Kyriakos, or became insane. When he asked why the doctor wasn't going to Galus, when he imagined the doctor to cut the majority of the two passages in his throat. Which reminds us, it was taught in the Brice, if one cuts someone's two passages, the trachea and the esophagus, or most of them, he does not go into gullus. Two reasons are given. One, we suspect the wind worsened the injury and contributed to his death, or he hastened his own death through writhing. Either way, the killer is exempt from gallus, which is only for a murder caused solely by the murderer. Nafkaminas would be if the injury took place in a marble house without wind, and the victim writhed, or if it occurred outdoors and he didn't writhe. All right, so now it's time to conclude with our pop quiz of 10 questions. Number 1. Which daf do we discuss Ashmedai's activities on the way to Shlomo and is not destroying the Almana's home? That's on daf Samaches. Good. Number 2. Which daf do we learn that one who is competent and became a cheresh, he can write a get and others can sign it. His writing is sufficient to prove he remains competent. That's on daf Ayin Aleph. Good. Number 3. Which daf are two reasons given as to why one who cuts someone's trachea and esophagus, or most of them, does not go into gallus? That's on daf Ayin. Good. Number 4. Which daf do we discuss determining the source of bleeding from the mouth? That's on daf Samech Tes. Good. Number 5. Which daf the Reish Lakish liken one who has kriyakas to a sleeping person, whereas Rabbi Yochanan likens him to one who has a shote? That's on daf Ayin. Good. Number 6. Which daf did Rebbe list three different categories of minors when it comes to performing transactions? That's on daf Samech Hey. Good. Number 7. Which daf did one remedies for a bloated spleen? That's on daf Samech Tes. Good. Number 8. Which daf did one a cheresh who can communicate through writing? Others may write and give a get to his wife based on his written instructions. That's on daf Ayin Aleph. Good. Number 9. Which daf did one about Ashmedai deposing Shlomo and flinging him 400 parses and Shlomo's return? That's on daf Samech Ches. Good. And number 10. Which daf did one if others said to a man, should we write a get for your wife? And he said to them, write. And the shulchim instructed his sober to write it and others to sign it. And they did so. Hare get batal. The get is void. That's on daf Ayin Aleph. Excellent. That concludes today's shiur. This is Rabbi Ram Goldhar Mizichu, wishing you a great day and great learning.